Laura Weston, Keith Elkert, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Your newest book, Classic Restaurants of Fort Wayne, definitely lives up to its name. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So why did this story need telling? And why is local restaurant and what people eat and why they eat it such an important story to tell?
Food describes our everyday lives, and it also is part of who we are. It identifies where you are. For example, I had never heard of a breaded tenderloin until I came to Indiana. Definitely an Indiana thing. And sugar cream pie. That tells me I'm in Indiana. And these restaurants in the book tell me that I'm in Fort Wayne.
And I think, well, we've written a couple of books focused somewhat on food and history as well. And what we find is that a lot of the stories are ones that should have been told probably about 20 years before. We're losing a lot of our primary sources, so we want to be sure and get those while they're available to us.
An excellent point. So once you were hot on the trail, where did you start looking for source material to be able to tell this story?
While I was working at the New Sentinel, I had access to the archives, photographs, and all of the clip files. I started there, and I knew a lot of restaurants already. I had friends that I asked who had grown up here and just did a lot of reading. I also, for a time, was the restaurant critic for the New Sentinel. So that broadened my knowledge of restaurants. I had a list that probably would have lasted for 10 years of places that I wanted to go to.
So now you decided to write about them.
Exactly.
Okay. You established 5 major divisions in this book. Neighborhood hangouts, fun food, a little more upscale, ethnic restaurants, and fondly remembered. So what do these categories say about our local food scene as you researched it?
Well, I would say those just kind of developed organically as much as anything else. We compiled a list of restaurants that seemed like they ought to be included in any comprehensive look at Fort Wayne's food scene, and they just sort of sorted themselves out, really.
And what's the span of eras or decades represented by your inclusions?
Well, I'm proud to say the oldest establishment in the book dates to 1837. The 9 Mile Tavern south of the city has been in continuous operation and lays claim to perhaps being the oldest restaurant in the state.
Were you surprised at the number of eateries you uncovered out there in our environs, if you will?
Yes, Allen County was our boundary, so we wanted to make sure that we included restaurants that weren't just downtown or northeast. We tried to come up with a balance.
Okay, and it certainly seems like you didn't have trouble doing that either.
No, we actually, unfortunately, had to leave a few out because of space, which leads to maybe in the future we would do a volume 2. I've already started a list of places that we couldn't get in the book and a list of places that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, we certainly made no claim to be comprehensive in this book. I mentioned in the introduction that neither of us is a Fort Wayne native, but we've both been here almost 30 years, so we've developed quite an interest in the local history and the local food scene. We certainly welcome anyone who says, oh, I can't believe they forgot about whatever, to let us know.
It will be food for your new book then.
Absolutely.
So besides the basic history of growing and eating really good food here in the Heartland, which we're certainly known for, why is Fort Wayne regarded as the city of restaurants, do you think?
One of the things I always think about is the fact that Fort Wayne is its own little island. We're 2 hours from Indianapolis, 3 from Chicago, 3 from Detroit. I think it's just that Fort Wayne is enough of its own independent scene that things just kind of develop naturally.
And again, it comes back to the fact that there's a lot of good eats being generated locally, always have been.
Absolutely. And everything comes full circle. In the book, we have a lot of restaurants that were started by mom and pop, operations, families. Some of those are still in business today. We saw changes in downtown in the 60s, and here in the 2000s, we're seeing downtown come back. New restaurants such as Tolan and Proximo are helping to identify downtown all over again.
And so that does reflect then the past, even as it's being at the present and building on the future, of course. Does it just come down to the fact that Fort Wayne loves good food? And if you build a good restaurant, they will come?
That may be part of it, but the German roots of Fort Wayne, I think, in its past with breweries and the German population here, I think we all thrive on good food.
The practicality of it, then.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about the larger-than-life personalities that we do meet in your book, the Zolis and Spilsons and Captain Alexander, as a matter of fact? Is this a friend of a bygone era? Are we going to meet people like that in the 21st century?
I certainly hope so. Truly, one of the joys of putting this book together is just the little stories. You mentioned Zoltan Hermann Zolli. My absolute favorite part of the book is the fascinating little part that he played in history that might have been lost to the mists of time if we hadn't been able to capture it and get it into print here.
Indeed. And do we have people on the horizon that are going to command that sort of attention?
I think Matthew Nolot at Tolan. He has very interesting dishes and variety. Proximo is carving out its niche. We also have Caliente downtown now. So I think that the future is bright for personalities and restaurants.
I do hope you're right, and it sounds like your own research would point to the fact that it's going to keep a coming, and this is going to be another good century for restaurants. And, okay, this is your third book collaboration, actually, you two. How did the writing connection all come about?
It's actually kind of a handy collaboration. Laura's forte is more in research, and mine is more in writing, so we just kind of fell into our roles. The first book we did was a history of my hometown of Tiffin, Ohio. It was well received back in 2014. In 2016, we came out with a book called Honest Eats, which was about the food along the Lincoln Highway across the entire state of Indiana. And actually, some of what we found for that book led us to the research and writing of Classic Restaurants of Fort Wayne.
And both of you have a past work history with Fort Wayne newspapers. Well, that's plenty handy.
And I wrote restaurant reviews for a couple of years, but most of my time I spent being the library manager. And before I left, I was the multimedia editor.
Okay,
and
so
took care of the website.
Really, yeah. Do complement each other's skill sets and have quite a group effort going into this one.
We like to think so, but I'll leave it to the readers to judge.
All right, that is fair enough. And in your minds, are there other equally compelling social histories, maybe even pop culture movements that need to be explored here in the area?
I think a volume 2 of this book would fall into that category.
Indeed.
And I'm surprised somebody hasn't written about the brewing history of Fort Wayne. I've seen articles, but not a book per se.
Well, we, the residents of the area, can always hope that if you two don't tackle it, someone might. But if you have time on your plate, that would be delightful. And before I let you two go, last question. As foodies and local history devotees, what do you feel this whole study about the foods and the restaurants that Fort Wayne has loved all these years says about us and our city?
I think that every bite you take at some of these eateries, you're adding to the history of the city. People have a strong attachment to places, and especially things that you can't get anyplace else but Fort Wayne. The one that comes to mind first is Wolf and Dessauer's Tea Room. And unfortunately, I miss the days of when that was open, but every single person I talk to has a wonderful memory of that place.
It came up in a conversation I just had with someone yesterday. Well, I come back to the word we used earlier, which is independence. As Laura said, food evokes a sense of place. As I said, I'm originally from Tiffin, Ohio. There are foods that I identify with very strongly there, just as there are foods that I, as someone who's now lived here 30 years, associate with Fort Wayne. And I'm sure someone who's lived here longer than that has even stronger associations.
Fort Wayne residents Keith Elkert and Laura Weston are authors of Classic Restaurants of Fort Wayne. Thank you for sharing this mighty tasty story with us today, you two, and always happy trails.
Thank you very much.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.